Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, plead my cause against an ungodly nation, save me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? So he asks God to judge him. And he is not frightened of the day of judgment, and we shouldn't fear the day of judgment because God loves us. And although we've sinned, he wants to save us. And so David often looks forward to this day of judgment. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy, and upon the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. So he's in exile, that is, he's running away from either Saul or from Absalom, and he can't go to the tabernacle, and he really, really misses it. It's rather like not being allowed to go to church, or you're moved away from where there are Christian people. But all these things are to teach us that actually we can have a relationship with God, even if we are not in the sort of the structure, as it were. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you so upset within me? Hope in God, for I will yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. So you have to talk to yourself. Come on, keep believing. Come on, Duncan, don't give up. This is how David spoke to himself. And these psalms are a wonderful example of being able to have a spiritual mind and talk to ourselves, to encourage ourselves. And this is how our thinking should be. This is what it is to be a Christian. To talk to yourself, as Paul says in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. It's what your self-talk is inside you which really shows whether you are truly a Christian.